We are back. The Gunsmith Show, final segment here. We're going to stick with the clones.
Sticking with the clones.
As always, and of course, they happen to have some at Williams Gunsight Company.
Sure they do.
Who happens to be the sponsor of this segment. Have you watched Foundation? Do you have Apple TV?
No, Isaac I don't Eisenhoff. Have Apple TV. I don't use it.
Clones figure prominently in the
in
the movie. Yeah, it's
clones.
Yeah, well, the emperor who rules has for centuries.
Yeah.
Just a clone. They keep bringing him back.
Now, is this one of those shows that's in? Is it an addictive show?
It's quite good.
Because I'm still stuck on. I'm going back right now watching Dexter.
Never saw Dexter.
Resurrection.
Never saw Dexter.
Oh,
any of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Justified too right now.
Justified's so good.
Justified's very good. So.
Had you ever seen it before?
Yeah, but I never dug into it where I said I wasn't.
We loved it.
This time I've said, okay, we're going to watch like two episodes a night and enjoy it. You know, and then we'll just take it. But Landman's coming back. There's a lot of good shows out right now. So things that I used to just be in my reloading room.
Yeah.
And now as I'm getting older, I want to spend more time with the wife, you know. So
sure.
We watch a couple. We don't watch them until like 10:30 at night.
Right.
And then we go to bed about midnight. And it's like, okay. So, but they're enjoyable. But, you know, there's all kinds of good things out there. Some are new, some are old. And Williams Gunsight's got a lot of them. You can go to Williams Gunsight 7 days a week. 10 to 6, they're open.
Yep.
They're on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish, right by I-69 Irish Road. Okay, so easy to get to. You can call them at 810-653-2131. Now, this weekend is always a little chaotic at Williams.
Yeah.
What you end up getting on this weekend is people running in to get ammo, people running in and saying, my scope broke, you know, I need another scope, buying rifle slings, all the little things you don't, you know, you normally, or maybe even a compass or a new case.
Yep. Well, they'll have them.
They got it all, and they got it in stock. And they said Black Friday sales are coming up soon, so they'll be letting us know about that next week.
Okay.
So looking forward to that. So, but this week, I want you to think about, we were talking about clones in that last segment, and Dan was talking about it in the beginning, but in a different nature. But these are...
Cleon.
These are clones that are available used at Williams Gunsight. Now, these are guns that are clone guns. They're guns that are not the original...
Reproductions.
Not the original Colts or not the original, you know... lever actions or anything, but these are just cool old guns that have been remade to a new standard. So Rock Island Armory is the number one. Okay, and this isn't a used gun. You go to WilliamsGunsight.com and click on used guns, and you'll find it there. It depends on if you're on your mobile device or if you're on your laptop or home computer. But go there and check them out. Rock Island Armory, 1911s. They're very, very good guns. I've never had a bad one. This one's in 9mm, which in the day would have been rare. Back 9mm chambered in 1911s, there wasn't any, you know, 60 years ago. They were chambered in 38 Super, which is very similar. 38 Super is maybe just a little bit more powerful. But the 9mm Parabellum in a 1911 is a very nice gun. This one's got Pockmeyer grips. This is at Rock Island Armory I'm talking about. 1911 A1, 5-inch barrel, box, case, and Pockmeyer grips, $489.95.
Mm-hmm.
So check that one out. That's a cool 1911 in 9mm. So it's cheaper to shoot, easier to shoot, less recoil. So especially if you've got like arthritis in the hands or you're a little bit... more meek, that would be a nice 1911 for you to have. Okay, we talked about this earlier, but we're going to talk about it again, the Taurus 92. The PT-92, as it's called, and then they put AF as the nomenclature afterwards. 9mm, 4.9-inch barrel. It is a very, very good copy of the Beretta 92. It's got two mags. It's all black. And here's the beautiful part. The price at Williams Gunsight, $439.95. So even if you don't want these guns, this, you know, you might breeze through this list, which I do on a regular basis, and you're like, oh, that would be a good one to snatch. because they do have a 90-day layaway. So you can always buy them, put them in layaway, or put some money down, 20% down, put it in layaway. Gives you 90 days to make room in your safe for it. How's that sound? Okay, third gun. This is a Taylor & Company model 1873 with a 5.5-inch barrel in 357 Magnum. So this is a nice gun. This is a color case hardened. So it's a Western style Western style revolver.
What's it a clone of?
An 1873 Colt.
Gotcha.
357 Magnum. It's not as big as those big 45s, but not everybody in the Old West shot 45s like Doc Holliday. Those guns that he whips around,
right.
Those were 32 or 36 caliber guns.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's cheaper to find them in 38 caliber and just shoot 38 Special Cert, which are just a blast to shoot. A 38 Special is almost identical to a 9mm, mm-hmm. ballistics-wise, especially out of a revolver. You can get good ballistics out of a revolver. So a 357 Magnum revolver will shoot 38 Specials as well. So, but this one with wood grips, it's a beautiful gun. And this is Taylor & Company. So this is a new gun to look at for you, possibly. The price on this one used at Williams right now, $639.95. So that's not a bad price on that one either. For a case-hardened gun, the biggest thing with case-hardened guns, you want to be very careful, is keep them oiled and wipe them down a lot. Sometimes the acids in your skin, or if you drink a lot of juice, the acids that come out of your sweat can tear that bluing up pretty quick. So you want to make sure that it is wiped down and well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people that if they know they've got very acidic skin, stainless steel guns are for you. And you still got to wipe them down because it can still tarnish the stainless steel. So now here's another, this is a cool one I'm going to talk about. Now, because we've talked about like Benelli's a lot this year, this fall we've talked about Benelli shotguns quite a bit, and that's where my wife got the thought about clones. Well, this is a Benelli copy, or maybe some even say an improvement. The Benelli's have been around a long time. This company that the Williams stocks these guns brand new, the Orthos Raiders, and I've only talked about these one time on the show. It's a Benelli M4 copy. These are combat-ready shotguns, 18.5-inch barrel, quite a shotgun. They're pretty amazing. And this one's used. It's, of course, semi-automatic, 12-gauge. And in the box, all the stuff, slings, everything, $1,224.95. Now, the comparison, a Benelli used would be $1,800. New, they're 22. So maybe $1,000 could go towards another gun or a lot of ammo.
Since
you can have a lot of fun with it. But those Orthos Raiders are highly rated. I haven't fired one yet, but the guys that do like three-gun competition seem to just love them. So you can see the full line there on the wall back by the tactical division at Williams Gun Sight. The Orthos Raider division, they've probably got about 10 of them on the wall back there. I understand why they put them in there. I questioned it at first because I was looking for a Turkish-made one, a lesser brand, to bring it out at a lower price point. And I think they went with this one because it's better and it's better quality and people are going to be happier with it in the long run.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. When you got a gun shop that's been around for 99-plus years,
mm-hmm.
they know what to sell and what not to. So the last gun of the five guns on our list today is a Browning 1911. This is a neat one. This one's in 22 caliber, 22 long rifle, 5-inch barrel. It's actually got a threaded barrel end on it. It is a 1911 replica of the 1911 model 22s. They used to call them Aces back in the day. It's got a 3-dot sight. It's got a zippered case, and it is a brand new Browning brand. I don't know exactly who made it, but it's a nice gun. And I've looked at this one personally. It is a good-looking gun, too. $439.95. Now, if you were to try to go out and find a Colt in that 22 configuration, you'd probably be looking at $1,000 to $1,500. So for $439 and you want to have a shooter, get this one and you'll be happy. So tons of clones out there, new and used, at Williams Gun Sight. Williams wants you to make sure you got everything you need for hunting this year. So if you're out and about and you're running short on supplies, stop by anytime through this hunting season, which goes all the way to March, you know, in April.
Open 7 days a week, 10 to 6.
Yeah, 7 days a week, 10 to 6, exactly.
Lapeer at Irish Road.
And best, they want to wish you best of luck. And be ready, because Black Friday sales will be coming, and it's always exciting to see what they're going to do to clean the shelves and restock. But there's tons of great gift ideas sitting in that store right now. That's what I'm doing, walking around there going, oh, I need to make a list. I need to make a list. So I've been going around with my phone taking pictures. Well, that makes people nervous in a gun shop when you're taking pictures. But I'm just taking it so they, rather than scribble, because half the time I throw the paper away or leave it on a shelf somewhere. It's like, where'd my pad go?
Yeah.
I left it on that shelf next to that 44 Magnum ammo that was so good that I had to read the back of, and I forgot to pick the pad of paper up, you know? So it's happened to me before, Dan.
Well, it makes it easy to share as well, you know.
Yeah. I can leave it on the counter so other people can share the pad.
This might
Maybe they'll write their notes on it.
Well, no, but on the phone. You take a picture.
Oh, yeah.
You
can send it. I can say, hey, look what I found.
Oh, this might be a good idea for somebody for a gift.
That's always fun.
Someone probably like it. I know I would.
Yeah. And every now and then, you get lucky like that.
Sure.
Somebody cares enough to buy you presents
sometimes
you really want.
Yeah.
So, and remember, folks, you can always, please go to our website. You can listen to the show over and over again if you want, or go back and listen to other shows. I got a lot of people that listen to them like podcasts. Lots of good subjects out there on our site, thegss.com. And you can always email me at shooter@thegss.com. If you got a subject you want me to delve into, I'll be glad to. But we're going to be doing some 450 Bushmaster suppressed hunting situations here over the next day or two, and we'll be glad to share those with you next week.
Be reporting on it.
Yes.
Perhaps in the next.
Yes. Maybe we'll have a barbecue going outside here at the station while we're.
Sounds like a plan.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Well, let's hope for good weather and a safe hunting season, everybody.
Be
Thanks
careful
for
out there. Yeah, safe hunting, and good luck to you. And we'll come back and we'll have a little roundup next Saturday for you.
Sounds good.
Right here in the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Have a great day.